Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Bill Anzio, in for Pastor Jenny this week. And our Word of the Week is Goodness of God. Our scripture is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 39. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." At the end of this holy week, we will remember the crucifixion of Jesus on Good Friday. I have been asked often by people why we call a day of pain, death, and sorrow good. History tells us that it was not until the 4th century, some 400 years after the death of Jesus, that the church began observing the Friday before Easter as the day associated with the crucifixion of Christ. At first, it was called Holy or Great Friday by the Greek church. It was not until the 6th or 7th century that Good Friday was adopted by the Roman church. History aside, Good Friday, while a stark reminder of Jesus being put to death, is also the reminder that God took the worst the world could do and made it good. Out of death, God will bring resurrection. That is the good of Good Friday and the goodness of God. Friday can only be called good because of what happened on Easter. At Easter, hope is resurrected, and death does not have the last word. In these days ahead, we will see Jesus as servant to all and as the giver of the bread of life and cup of blessing. We will see the disciple Peter betray Jesus but find forgiveness. Mary Magdalene will weep outside the tomb but will know comfort in hearing her name called. And Thomas will have his doubts shattered. There are no shortcuts to the joy of Easter this week, but in the midst of it all, may you know the goodness of God. May it be so for each of us. Amen.